air. WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Donald Trump, now the first former president to be federally indicted. He's looking at 37 federal counts connected to the alleged mishandling of classified documents. He has claimed he did nothing wrong, says ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
If you take his argument to the extreme, he's basically saying, I can take home any document ever that belonged to the government that I saw or had access to. Any of it. I should be able to take it all home. And of course, that's not the case.
After his Miami arraignment, Trump spoke to his supporters last night in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists are expecting the Fed will not raise interest rates, but instead will pause for a month to see what happens next with the economy. The State Department announcing this morning that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to China this weekend as part of the Biden administration's push to repair ties between Washington and Beijing. This is ABC News. We'll get a better idea today of how long it may take to repair the mess on I-95 in Philadelphia. ABC's Janae Norman is there.
It is anticipated that it could take months to replace this overpass, but state officials plan to announce their plans to rebuild and reconstruct this critical infrastructure later this morning.
An entire overpass has to be replaced after an inferno underneath when a gas tanker flipped over. The driver was killed. That section of the highway sees about 160,000 vehicles every day. A hot car death hitting Houston's police force.
Aaron was a 4-year-old Houston police dog that was inside a squad car parked at the training academy. The department says its canine unit vehicles are typically equipped with a system that notifies the handler, sounds the horn, activates cooling fans, and rolls down the window in the event the vehicle shuts down. That did not happen on Monday as temperatures in Houston climbed into the 90s and Aaron succumbed to the heat. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A La Crosse County official expects that overdose deaths will increase over the summer. The county's chief medical examiner said that the summer trend is for people to travel more, and that goes for drug traffickers too. Already this year, the La Crosse Police Department has had over 100 calls for overdoses in the city. The county official said that the reason La Crosse is seeing so much drug activity is that it is in the middle of larger cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, and Milwaukee, and also sits on the interstate. Every officer with the LCPD carries Narcan to help in response to overdose calls. In the state high school baseball championships, they continue along today, the D3, D2, and D1 semifinals. It starts with Aquinas taking on Random Lake, followed by St. Croix Falls against Keele. Altoona will play this afternoon at 1 p.m. D4 semifinals were last night, with Ithaca and Pecatonica advancing to tomorrow morning's championship thanks to one-run wins last night. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Sizzling summer savings are happening now at Ashley. Get ready to save on the hottest furniture styles for every room in your home. Upgrade your living room with a new sectional. Create a restful retreat with a new bed. Or elevate your dining room with a new dining set. And to make these sizzling savings even hotter, we offer flexible payment options for every budget. Score savings that are almost too hot to handle. Visit your local Ashley store or ashley.com to shop and save today.
Hi, it's Congressman Tom Tiffany, and I want to let you know my office is here to help you. Maybe you are having trouble getting a passport before your trip, haven't received your IRS refund, or a veteran who needs help with a VA claim. My office can help you get a quick response from federal agencies. Please give us a call today at 715-298-9344. Again, that's 715-298-9344. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Oh, I'm talking about. Lovers in a Dangerous Time, music from Bruce Coburn on a Wednesday morning. And that guy is still out there putting on great shows. I did get the chance to see him recently, and it's only the second time I've ever seen him, but he's still putting on great shows, very entertaining. If you ever have the chance, check him out. Thanks for sticking around. 10 minutes after 9 o'clock now, and we've been discussing several different topics this morning on the Stu Daniels Show. And one thing we've been discussing is funding in our state for school safety programs. How important is that? It does seem like school shootings are happening more and more frequently, as well as other problems in schools, so that school safety may be a big issue. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is now getting involved because evidently Republicans in the State House don't think that school safety is an important issue. The headline in the Journal Sentinel and the Appleton Post-Crescent from Anne Marie Hilton says Wisconsin DOJ wants to reverse decision not to fund school safety initiatives. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is fighting to get state dollars to continue funding its efforts to keep schools across the state safe and prepared for emergency situations. At a press conference Tuesday, Trish Kilpin, director of the Office of School Safety, addressed members of the media in an effort to reverse the decision to not provide funding in the budget. She was joined by Mike Altacruz, mental health coordinator for the Neenah Joint School District, as well as school resource officers from across the state. The Joint Finance Committee made the decision not to provide funding last Thursday. The Office of School Safety provides free training and resources to respond and prevent critical incidents at Wisconsin public, private, and tribal schools. Quote, "We're worried that without the continuity of funds to provide those services to our schools, schools will have piecemeal programs and they will not have that consistency, and our kids will be less safe," Kilpin said. And she also said she wasn't given a reason for not funding the Office of School Safety after what she considered productive conversations with members of the legislature that seemed to have bipartisan support. Quote, "We were very stunned and shocked that we did not get the funding we need," she said. So what is the Office of School Safety? It was created in 2018 in response to the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. That shooting killed 17 people. It operates programs such as Speak Up, Speak Out, a 24/7 statewide reporting system free to all Wisconsin schools. The office also trained 12 critical incident response teams across the state. They are trained to reduce psychological impact, stabilize the community, and identify individuals who may need long-term support after a critical incident at a school. Kilpin said the Office of School Safety will need $2 million over 2 years to continue operating. Those dollars will fund just over 14 positions, including 10 to the staff of the Speak Up, Speak Out program. The Office of School Safety is currently funded by pandemic relief dollars through the American Rescue Plan Act. That support will end in December, and without funding in the state budget, the Office of School Safety will have to cease operations when the ARPA money runs out, the rescue plan money. That means the free statewide tip hotline will disappear, as well as any other training the office does in critical incident response. According to the 2021-2022 annual report for Speak Up, Speak Out, more than a quarter of the nearly 2,000 tips were about bullying. There were also tips about suicide threats, drugs, and guns and weapons. Now, wouldn't you think it was a good idea to have a 24-hour hotline available to students, staff, teachers, administrators to report items that they see? Speak up, speak out. If you see something, say something, right? That's what we encourage people to do. But now it looks like the Republicans want to end this program. In the last year, 63 of Wisconsin's 72 counties received at least one tip through the hotline. And since its inception in September of 2020, more than 1,700 schools and law enforcement agencies have received at least one tip. Many districts encourage students to use the tip line to report concerns. Officers are around during the day, but Speak Up, Speak Out allows students to send in tips after hours, said Chris Christolidis, a school resource officer for the Muskego Norway School District. Quote, without Speak Up, Speak Out, we will see a downfall in reporting, he said at Tuesday's press conference. So how important is school safety? I would say it's as important as anything, right? Kids go to school. They shouldn't have to be concerned about school safety. Schools should be a place of safety where the kids don't have to worry about being safe. So I think we should do all we can to make the schools safe. And I don't understand why lawmakers don't see it that way as well. It's 16 minutes after 9. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Wait a minute. Let me finish. I know you don't care. But can you listen? I came committed. Guess I overdid it. Wore my heart out on a chain around my neck, but now it's missing.
So I think I better go. I never really know how to please you. You're looking at me like I'm see-through. I guess I'm gonna go. I just never know how you feel. Do you even feel anything? So sadly, so I did the best I could, not thinking you would have left me gladly. I know you're not sorry. Why should you be? 'Cause who am I to be in love when your love never is for me? Me. I better go. I never really know how to please you. You're looking at me like I'm see-through. I guess I'm gonna go. I just never know.
From gas to groceries, Wisconsinites are feeling it. Higher prices are making it tough to pay your bills. So why are some in Washington pushing a new, costly mandate that'll make things harder for Wisconsin consumers? It'll mean the credit card rewards you enjoy will go away. That's right, earning cash back, points, or miles all could vanish. Washington bureaucrats think they know better. Consumers and Main Street will lose big. That's why we need Representative Tom Tiffany to step up and help stop this harmful new mandate. please call Representative Tiffany at 202-225-3365. Urge Representative Tiffany to stand with consumers. Paid for by American Bankers Association, ABA.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs around 84 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 54. Highs around 77 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temps a bit above average Friday and Saturday with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning, 23 minutes after 9 o'clock now. And if you were with us a few minutes ago or earlier in the program, you might have heard me talking about the effects of noise on your lifespan. The fact that living with loud noise can actually take years off of your life. Well, how do you add years to your life? There's new research that says an amino acid that you may find in energy drinks could actually extend your life. This is from the New York Times. And the headline says, from energy drinks to extending life, supplement slows aging in mice and monkeys. Taurine. Have you ever heard of taurine? It says taurine helped stave off death in laboratory animals, but researchers cautioned that the supplement is not a magic elixir. And this was posted on the New York Times June 8th. A dietary supplement taken by fitness buffs could hold the key to a longer and healthier life, suggests a new study of mice, monkeys, and worms. Researchers found that a high daily dose of taurine, an amino acid commonly added to energy drinks and naturally found in various foods, helped to delay death and mitigate against the biological ravages of aging. Strength, memory, and metabolism improved in the lab animals, according to the new study published on Thursday in Science. inflammation and DNA damage were kept at bay, and middle-aged mice that regularly took taurine supplements lived significantly longer than those that did not. Quote, "There's something here, and if it works in humans, it's going to be a terrific thing," said Dr. Nir Barzilai, the director of the Institute for Aging Research at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, who was not involved in that study. But Dr. Barzilai and other longevity researchers cautioned against viewing taurine as a magic elixir for life extension. They said people should consume the supplement with prudence, particularly when considering high dosage levels similar to those administered to the mice and monkeys. Taurine, a nutrient produced by the body and obtained from animal-based foods like shellfish and turkey, has a long track record of safety, they said, but when ingested in large amounts, it could cause digestive problems, kidney strain, and potentially harmful interactions with medications. Its effectiveness in promoting healthy aging in people is yet to be established, and other once-hyped anti-aging drugs that showed initial promise in mice and monkeys have not always panned out in human testing. One small clinical trial in Brazil found that 4 months of low-dose taurine supplementation had positive antioxidant effects in older women with no toxicity concerns, but larger and longer studies are needed to gauge the effectiveness of other doses of taurine, researchers said. Human studies on taurine supplementation have generally tested low doses, typically around 1.5 grams per day. The mice and monkeys in the new study were given a dose equivalent to about 3 to 6 grams a day for humans, a level deemed safe by European regulators, but still on the higher end of the spectrum. Quote, "The bottom line is that clinical trials need to be done," said Vijay Yadav, a longevity researcher at Columbia University Irving Medical Center, who led the study. Taurine got its name in the 1820s from the Latin word taurus, meaning bull, after German scientists first isolated the amino acid from the bile of an ox. Dr. Yadav didn't know anything about taurine, however, until around a decade ago, when he found that the supplement helped promote bone development in young mice born to vitamin-deficient mothers. Studies on humans had already linked low taurine levels to poor heart health, cognitive performance, and muscle function. Some research also points to taurine underpinning the extraordinary longevity of people living on the Japanese island of Okinawa. So it may be worth checking out. Going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Talk, sweet talk, I get a knocking in my knees and a wobble in my walk, and I'm trembling, and I'm shaking. When you take me in your arms and talk romance, my heart starts doing a Saint Vitus dance, and I'm panting, and I'm shaking. Early in the morning time, late in the middle of the night, whenever this chill comes over me, I want to hug you with a hold of my hand. And I'm sweating, and I'm shaking. Chill and a fever, I've been told that your head spin around and your feet run cold.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Donald Trump, now the first former president to be federally indicted. He's looking at 37 federal counts connected to the alleged mishandling of classified documents. He has claimed he did nothing wrong, says ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams.
If you take his argument to the extreme, he's basically saying, I can take home any document ever that belonged to the government that I saw or had access to. any of it. I should be able to take it all home. And of course that's not the case.
After his Miami arraignment, Trump spoke to his supporters last night in Bedminster, New Jersey. The Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Most economists are expecting the Fed will not raise interest rates, but instead will pause for a month to see what happens next with the economy. The State Department announcing this morning that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to China this weekend as part of the Biden administration's push to repair ties between Washington and Beijing. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. Good morning, I'm Jimmy Cuska. In Eau Claire, you won't be able to move your vehicle to a parking space on the same block to avoid time-restricting parking rules for the city's business district. The city's ordinance for special parking regulations was changed to limit vehicles to be parked on one block only once per day, partly in an effort to crack down on people who would move their vehicle to an adjacent parking spot every couple of hours. The change in ordinance was mainly driven by software limitations and its license plate recognition equipment. A La Crosse County official expects that overdose deaths will increase over the summer. The county's chief medical examiner said that the summer trend is for people to travel more, and that goes for drug traffickers as well. Already this year, the La Crosse Police Department has had over 100 calls for overdoses in the city. The county official said that the reason La Crosse is seeing so much drug activity is that it's in the middle of larger cities like Minneapolis, Chicago, and Milwaukee, and also it sits right on the interstate. Every officer with the police department carries Narcan to help in response to overdose calls. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255. Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
So, I have a question for all you guys out there. Why is it that I see you hauling all kinds of stuff in your trucks? Lumber, ATVs, furniture, and everything is strapped down tight, except you. I mean, come on, fellas. You're just as important as your buddy's blue plaid sofa. Buckle up.
Pickups rock. They also roll. Buckle up in your truck and arrive alive. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
When you left this town with your windows down and the wilderness inside, let the exits pass, all the tar and glass, till the road and skyline. The strangers in this town, they raise you up just to cut you down. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in. And your Volvo lights lit up green and white with the city's own signs. But you held your course to some distant war in the corners of your mind. From the second time around, the only love I ever found. Oh, Angela, it's a long time coming in. Hope it lasts. Were you safe and warm in your coat of arms with your fingers in fist? Did you hear the notes, all those static codes? lost in me, lost in you. Hands of love on my knee. I belong, I believe. Hold me last. Hold me last. Hold me last. Hold me last. Hold me last.
Yeah, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, music from the Lumineers. On this Wednesday morning, we've been discussing several topics today. Among them, health topics. We found out that noise, being subjected to noise, can actually take years off of your life. And we also found out that there is a possibility that an amino acid called taurine could add years to your life. That's still in the research stages, by the way, if you weren't listening to that segment. But here's something else. What do you use to sweeten, like, your drinks? Do you drink coffee? If so, do you put sweetener in there? What kind of sweetener do you use? And what about tea? You drink tea, hot tea, or iced tea? You put sweetener in there? What kind of sweetener do you use? Well, that could have a big effect on your life. Now, some people say, well, you can't use sugar because that's not healthy. We all know that sugar is bad for your teeth and it's bad for your weight, makes you fat. Eating too much sugar is not a good thing, right? Well, that's true. Sugar is not a good thing, but it may be a lot better than some of the artificial sweeteners that are available. This piece that I'm looking at here is from KATU. Which I believe is in Dallas. It's a TV station, Channel 2 ABC. And it says, the headline says, chemical found in widely used sweetener damages human DNA, according to a new study. This is by Zachary Rogers. And it says, according to a new study, a chemical that forms when humans digest a certain type of widely used sweetener is genotoxic, meaning it damages DNA. That chemical is also said to be found in the sweetener itself in trace amounts, and researchers claim the finding raises questions about how the sweetener may contribute to health problems. Now, do you know what sweetener I'm talking about? North Carolina State University shared the findings of its new study in a news release. It names sucralose, said to be the most widely used artificial sweetener in the United States, as the issue. Previous work from the new study's research team established that several fat-soluble compounds are produced in the gut after sucralose ingestion. And by the way, if you're not familiar with sucralose, it's the stuff that's known as Splenda, right? You've seen packages of Splenda. Well, that's the stuff that they're talking about. Says previous work from the new study's research team established that several fat-soluble compounds are produced in the gut after sucralose ingestion, according to North Carolina State's news release, adding that one of these compounds is sucralose-6-acetate. The new work now establishes that sucralose-6-acetate is genotoxic, according to Susan Schiffman, corresponding author of the study, and an adjunct professor in the Joint Department of Biomedical Engineering at North Carolina State University and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, who is quoted in the release. Here's one of Schiffman's quotes. It says, "We also found that trace amounts of sucralose-6-acetate can be found in off-the-shelf sucralose even before it is consumed and metabolized." To put this in context, the European Food Safety Authority has a threshold of toxicological concern for all genotoxic substances of 0.15 micrograms per person per day. Our work, this is Schiffman talking, Our work suggests that the trace amounts of sucralose-6 acetate in a single daily sucralose-sweetened drink exceed that threshold. And that's not even accounting for the amount of sucralose-6 acetate produced as metabolites after people consume sucralose. According to NC State, researchers in the study conducted a series of experiments where they exposed human blood cells to sucralose-6 acetate and monitored for markers of genotoxicity. Schiffman says that, in short, the research team found that sucralose-6 acetate is genotoxic and that it effectively broke up DNA in cells that were exposed to the chemical. Human gut tissues were also exposed to sucralose-6 acetate as part of the study, according to the news release. Here's a quote that says, "Other studies have found that sucralose can adversely affect gut health, so we wanted to see what might be happening there," Schiffman says. "When we exposed sucralose and sucralose-6 acetate to gut epithelial tissues, the tissue that lines your gut wall, we found that both chemicals cause leaky gut. Basically, they make the wall of the gut more permeable. The chemicals damage the tight junctions or interfaces where cells in the gut wall connect to each other," Schiffman explains. "A leaky gut is problematic because it means that things that would normally be flushed out of the body in feces are instead leaking out of the gut and being absorbed into the bloodstream," end quote. The genetic activity of the gut cells exposed to sucralose-6 acetate was also examined during the study, and Schiffman says that those cells, quote, had increased activity in genes related to oxidative stress, inflammation, and carcinogenicity. This work raises a host of concerns about the potential health effects associated with sucralose and its metabolites, Schiffman says. "It's time to revisit the safety and regulatory status of sucralose, often known as Splenda, because the evidence is mounting that it carries significant risks. If nothing else, I encourage people to avoid products containing sucralose. It's something you should not be eating." The World Health Organization recently released a new set of guidelines at the beginning of May, urging people to not use non-sugar sweeteners to control body weight or reduce the risk of non-communicable diseases. Sucralose is named as a common non-sugar sweetener by the World Health Organization in its release of the new guidelines. The Food and Drug Administration approved sucralose for use in 15 food categories in 1998, and then 1 year later approved the artificial sweetener as a general purpose sweetener. According to Healthline.com, Splenda is the most common sucralose-based product. The makers of Splenda, British food supplier Tate & Lyle PLC, say on their website that, quote, "Splenda sucralose, a reliable partner in a huge range of products." And here's a quote from the company. It says, "The sugar-like taste makes it ideal for manufacturers looking to create low-calorie products that appeal to consumers." Tate & Lyle is the sole manufacturer of Splenda sucralose, a zero-calorie sweetener invented over 40 years ago. Part of our unique food and beverage solutions portfolio, Splenda sucralose offers sugar-like sweetness, stability, and versatility. That's from the company. It says here, North Carolina State's study directly names the brand in its news release, saying sucralose is a widely used artificial sweetener sold under the trade name Splenda. And it goes on and mentions that it's also known as several other brand names, depending on where you are in the world. And I think that's about everything we need to know right now. But if I were you, and you had been using Splenda sucralose in your iced tea, your hot tea, or your coffee, you might want to consider a different sweetener. I personally still stay with sugar. I often use organic sugar, but it's still sugar, but it's just less refined than the white sugar that most people normally buy. But what you put in your drinks, what you put in your food, makes a difference in how you feel every day and how your health will unfold as the years go by. Going to take a quick break. Everybody stick around. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 84. North winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows around 54. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow, highs around 77. Temperatures above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 80s to the mid 80s. Chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Wednesday morning, our final segment. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking around. Let me ask you this. How important is education? How important is public education? Well, some people say education is the most important thing because if people are educated, if you have smart people, it makes for a strong state, makes for a strong nation. We should support public education in every way, try to make our people as educated as possible. Sounds like a good argument, right? And what about private education? Should we be collecting tax dollars to send to private schools? Well, that's the debate going on now in Madison. And some people are pretty worked up about how things are turning out with the new funding bill that's working its way through legislature right now. I found a commentary piece, an opinion piece. This is in the Wisconsin Examiner. This is from Ruth Conniff, who I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with. And her headline in this piece in the Examiner asks, will the education governor go along with Republican funds transfer from public schools to private schools? Ruth Conniff says, as Republicans advanced their bills to dramatically increase taxpayer funding for private schools during a flurry of overlapping legislative hearings yesterday, school choice advocates were giddy. Busloads of private school parents, staff, and students wearing green t-shirts with the words equal funding for all kids emblazoned on the back jammed hearing rooms in the Capitol. Quote, I actually saw Amy Loudenbeck doing a jig, end quote, a dismayed public school advocate told me, referring to the former Republican state representative who now works for the powerful lobby group School Choice Wisconsin. Wisconsin has been in the process of transferring taxpayer money out of the state's public school system and into private schools for decades, starting with the first-in-the-nation private school voucher experiment launched in Milwaukee in 1990 under Republican Governor Tommy Thompson. Despite that experiment's unimpressive results, school choice programs got a steroid injection under Republican Governor Scott Walker, who spread them to Racine and launched a statewide program lifting income and enrollment caps and giving a big taxpayer-financed subsidy to cover private school tuition, mostly for families who had never even sent their kids to public school. But who would have thought the biggest transfer of money into private schools in state history would happen under Democratic Governor Tony Evers, the former state school's superintendent and a champion of public education. Under the terms of the deal Evers negotiated last week with Republican legislative leaders, negotiations from which Democratic legislators were conspicuously absent, the Republicans agreed to stop holding Milwaukee hostage and allow local officials there to raise desperately needed revenue through a sales tax. And in exchange, Republicans were delighted to announce they won a, quote, transformational, end quote, increase in public funding for private schools. On yesterday, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss introduced his bill, AB 305, to the Assembly Education Committee, saying it will make an additional 20,000 seats available in private schools through the school choice program, an increase of nearly 40%, thanks to the deal Republican legislative leaders negotiated with the governor. Meanwhile, on the public school side, the new budget deal looks an awful lot like the old one, despite a lot of fanfare over $1 billion in new money for K through 12 schools. The $325 per pupil revenue increase in each year of the new budget, touted by Evers, won't even allow districts to keep pace with inflation. And that's after a generation of disinvestment in public education. Wisconsin Public High School's class of 2023 graduates have made do with fewer resources every year of their lives, starting in kindergarten. The Wisconsin Public Education Network demanded an inflationary increase of at least $1,510 per student in new funds for public schools and a 60% reimbursement for districts' special education costs. Neither the per pupil increase nor the boost in the state's share of special ed funding from about 30% to 33.3% comes close to that. There are a couple of bright spots in the deal, which passed the Joint Finance Committee on a straight 11-4 party line vote Tuesday night, last night. They include $30 million for school-based mental health services and increases revenue limits for school districts that have been frozen at $10,000 per pupil. Now some of them can spend up to $11,000 per pupil. But 28 school districts around Wisconsin can't even access that modest increase next year because state law blocks them from spending any new money for 3 years if they have tried and failed to pass a school funding referendum. Quote, "All I could think when this bill came out was two more years, our kids don't have 2 more years. Christine Hombuck Boyle, an organizer for the Wisconsin Public Education Network in northwestern Wisconsin, testified at the Assembly Education Committee hearing on Tuesday. School choice advocates, meanwhile, hammered on their theme that the funding gap between public and private schools is an issue of justice, as if private schools are entitled, as a matter of equity, to a full public subsidy. Is that what you think? Should our taxpayer dollars be going to private schools, oftentimes religiously affiliated schools? I don't know. Seems like it should be two different systems. And when some of us were growing up, there was a private system and a public system. Unfortunately, we run out of time for today, but thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a great day. You're tuned in to your Civic Media radio station.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
And oh, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm